Good. We are. The last line on Kufiyat Tesim would be 119b.
Yeah.
And, again, I apologize for a little out of this morning. I have a cold, so I'm way out. I was up all night. Vay Rabbi Zeira. Rabbi Zeira asks a question, but really this fits into a bigger picture in terms of where we were on the previous Amud and Rabbi Bar Chama. The question fundamentally is a great one. What defines a karban as being dedicated for Abama Gedola? We talk about all these things, all these practices that are not done on Abama Yachid, on a private Bama. So how do you know whether a karban is a Bama Yachid karban or Abama Gedola karban? So Rabbi Bar Chama proposed in his first version yesterday that it has to do with what you had in mind when you did your dedication. Did you dedicate it for Abama Gedola or for Abama Ketana? That was his first view. His second view was that it was about whether you dedicated it at a time when Bamas Yachid was actually permitted or not. If it's a time when Bamas Yachid is prohibited, then obviously it's for Bama Gedola. Rabbi Zeira now offers us a third possibility, that it has to do with the space in which the carbon is located. Meaning, if the carbon is never brought into the space of a Bama Gedola, into its machitzos, its borders, then by definition, it's for a Bama Yachid. Once you bring it into the Bama Gedola space, all the requirements for a Bama Gedola, Kohen, etc., all kick in. That's our third proposal. Boy, Rabbi Zeira. Rabbi Zeira asks, Olas Bamas Yachid Shechnisa Lifnim Botzi Olochutz Mahu. What happens if you have an Ola for a private Bama and that's why it was dedicated? But Shechnisa Lifnim, You did the shechita outside, Rashi notes, and then you brought it into the space of the Bama Gedola, and then you took it back out again. So mahu, now what do you do? As Rashi says, do we say it now has the standing of Bama Gedola carbon? You have to do trumas chazav ashok. That's only one piece of it, the gifts to the kohen, and you have to bring it back into the Bama Gedola space to conduct it that way, Ola or not? Mi Amrinan, the Gemara asks, do we say Kevin the Ailo called the Machitza Oduma Kevin the Hadar Hadar? Do we say that since it was brought in, now the Machitzos, the boundaries of that space now have incorporated there? Oduma, perhaps Kevin the Hadar Hadar, since it left, now it's out. So again, we're learning for just Mary, you had a name?
Yeah, Menachem Ben
Meshulam Zil and So the Gemara says, we're not sure, and this is Rabbi Zeira's question. Lav hainu plukta de Rabba Rabbi Yosef. And the Gemara suggests that perhaps this is like the debate between Rabba and Rabbi Yosef, also dealing with a karban which was in one space and then transported into another. This is not, as the Mishnah says, kadshe kadshim sheshchatan bidarum. You have high level karbanos, they're supposed to be shechted in the tzafon in the north. So ma'alin bahen, they are subject to mi'ila. They have the standing of kadshe kadshim, of high level karbanos, even if they were shechted in the south. The Bayalu, and the question is then asked, I'm going to follow the addition that Rashi uses. They noted in the margin, they noted in the Bach, which reverses the question. Instead of asking Yerdu Mashialu, if they went on the Mizbech and were brought down, do they go back up? Instead the question is, Alu Maushe Yerdu. Someone actually put them on the Mizbeach. Do they come back down? Rabba Omar Yerdu. I'm following that side addition. Rabba says that you actually bring them down. Rabbi Yosef Omar Lo Yerdu. And Rabbi Yosef says, no, you don't bring them down. So can we say that these are parallel questions? If you see the Rashi, Hachin Garcina B'Mesechas Mi'ila, he takes you through the addition, and then he explains it. He says, "Hachi Garcina b'Mesechas Meila, v'Hachi Nami Garcina La." This is the way it appears in Meila, the beginning of Meila, and this is the way we have it as well. And then you get a side note in the margin that gives you a whole other comment there. But Lav Hainu Derabav Rabbi Yosef Tisnan Kachay Kachim Shchatan Bedara Molin Bahen V'Baylu Alu Ma'ushi Yerdu. This is what we just read. Rab Amar Yerdu, Rabbi Yosef Amar Malulo Yerdu. End of quote. Now Rashi explains how the parallel would work. Rab Amar Yerdu. Rab says if it went up on the Mizbeach, it has to be brought down. It's not like other karbanos which were kodesh and then became disqualified. It turned out to be a treifa or something. Well, no, that's a bad example, the treifa one. But it became disqualified later on. Rather, it's like a karban that wasn't shechted at all. It's like a karban that was killed through some other means. The Alma we see, L'Rabba lo amrinan kalut. So Rabba says the fact that it's on the Mizbeach doesn't mean that it's now been accepted. It was shechted in a different space. It doesn't now become acceptable because it's in the... because it's on the Mizbeach. And similarly then, we'll say here, if it was shechted outside, if it was processed with the intent of being brought in a Bama Yachid, the fact that you bring it into the space of a Bama Gadola does not make it Bama Gadola material. Alternatively, the Rabbi Yosef, I'm reading Kolot, Rabbi Yosef says, no, it stays on the Mizbeach where it was shechted in the south. And similarly, we will argue, he'll say, that if you intended it for a Bama Yachid and you brought it into the Bama Gadola space, it doesn't become a Bama Gadola carbon. The physical proximity is irrelevant. That's what we want to suggest. However, it does become. Thank you. It does become. It's only one word difference. So the Gemara says Rabba and Rav Yosef. Rabba and Rav Yosef could each read this as being different from our case, though. Tiboy la Rabba, Tiboy la Rav Yosef. The question would stand whether according to Rabba or Rav Yosef. Why? Tiboy la Rabba. We'll ask the question for Rabba because Ad kam lo ka'ama Rabba ela b'mizbeach. Maybe Rabba said that it has to be brought off of the Mizbeach, because it's the Mizbeach. Dechazi le mekadesh, lo chazi lo mekadesh. The Mizbeach only sanctifies that which is meant for the Mizbeach, that which is appropriate for the Mizbeach. Aval mechitza, but in terms of being within the proper boundary, aval gab de lo chazi le kalta. I might say the boundary may indeed absorb that which had been from the outside. O Dilma, or perhaps I could say, just the opposite, afilu le Rabbi Yosef, even Rabbi Yosef who said, lo yer, it stays on the Mizbeach, would not say the same thing regarding the Bama Katana carbon that ended up being brought into the Bama Gadola space. Ad kam lo kam Rabbi Yosef Hasam Ela Dechad Makom Hu. Rabbi Yosef may have been fine with the Kachay Kachim that was shafted in the south, because fundamentally it was still shafted in the right room. It was shafted in the Azara. Aval Hacha Detrei Makomos Ninu. But here, there are two different spaces, right? The Bama Katana space is anywhere outside of the boundaries of the Bama Gadola space. Odomoloshna, or perhaps maybe there's no distinction. So we end up with Teiku. I don't know. Okay. Milsa de pshitale le Rabba bechad gisa, ulab Yosef bechad gisa, mi boy le Rabbi Yanai. Interestingly, Rabbi Yanai wasn't so sure about this issue which Rabba and Rabbi Yosef were able to resolve. De boy Rabbi Yanai, because Rabbi Yanai asked the following question. Evrei olas bamas yachid sha'alu lamizbeach v'yardu. Okay, you have, Rashi says, Evrei olas shenishchata b'bamas yachid sh'alo b'mekomahu l'gabe bama gedola. Okay, you had a carbon ola. It was shechted for a bamas yachid. This was not the space of the Bama Gedola. As far as the Bama Gedola is concerned, it's like a high-level carbon that was shechted in the Darum, that was shechted in the south. So, if you have these, and they went up, Sha'alulam is back in the Gemara, they went up on the Mizbeach, and then they were brought down. Mahu. Now what do you do? If a fire has not yet affected them, so that's not our question. We're okay. We know what to do with that. We take it back down. But what about where the fire has actually affected it? Then what do I say? It's on the Mizbeach. Now it's a different story. This is the next step from Rabbi Zera's question, and it's what Rabbi and Rabbi Yosef, each one had tried to answer. Yeah. The question is, maybe being on the Mizbeach is what makes it Bama Gadola material. So if she answers again, Teiku, we don't know that either. Okay. But it's a very important question. What defines a Bama Gadola carbon as a matter of just the philosophy of it? But we can't answer it. Itmar. We then continue with a new question, and the question is, does Bama Katana require Yom? We know that the Avodah done at Bama Gedola requires Yom. What about Bama Katana? Itmar. Shchitas Laila beBamas Yachid. Let's say you shechted the carbon at night for a Bamas Yachid. Rav and Shmuel have a machlok, yes? According to Rashi, we actually know who says which view. Our edition says Chadam Aksherim Chadam Psula. One says Kasher, one says Pasul. Rashi tells you see it in the outside margin, that it's Rav who says the carbon is kosher, Shmuel says the carbon is pasul, when you shechted it at night. V'kamifla gibed Rabbi Elazar. And the debate centers around a question raised by Rabbi Elazar. To Rabbi Elazar, Rami Kroya Adadi. Rabbi Elazar threw two psukim at each other. These are in Perek Yadal and Shmuel. Aleph psukim lamed gimel and lamed dalid. It's when there's a war between the Plishtim and the Jews, and Yonasan and his armor bearer go off, and they fight the Plishtim. So and there's a fast, there's a decree from Shaul that nobody should eat, and then Yonasan eats. So the people at the end of the fast eat the animals they chef, and it says they eat al hadam, which sounds like it means they eat the animals with the blood, which of course you're not supposed to do. Lo sofu al hadam. So bless you. So the kapara for it involves shechting a whole bunch of animals on what seems to be a bama. And there are two different psukim that are presented. He says, Ksiv, on the one hand, the pasuk says, Vayomer, Shmuel said to them, Bagadetem, you have been treasonous. Golu elai hayom, Eben Gedola, roll up to me today, emphasis on a day, a great stone. It's going to serve as a mizbeach. Uchsiv, but then it continues in the next pasuk, Vayomer Shaul, Shaul said, Putsu ba'am, spread out among the nation, Vamartem lahem, and tell them, Hagishu elai ish sharo v'ish, this is a tricky word, siyehu, each one should bring me, each person should bring me his ox, each one should bring me his sheep, ushchatetem bazeh, you shall shecht it with this, va'achaltem, and you shall eat, v'lo sechet u Hashem l'chol adam, and you should not sin against Hashem to eat on the blood, v'yagishu kol, meaning with the blood, v'yagishu kol ha'am ish sharo b'yado halayla, each one brought his ox that night, v'yishchetu sham, and they shechted there. So one pasuk said day, the other one said night. I translated Ushkatem Bazeh as Shech with this, not Shech here, because the Gemara in Chulin Yudzayin Amid Beis uses Ushkatem Bazeh to say that he actually checked the knife for them, and that's our source, that you have to check the knife before you do Shechita. And the Medrash in Bamidbar Rabbah, I gave you the reference there on the sheet, says from here you also know the minimum length of the Shechita knife. Bazeh in Gematria is 14. It has to be 14 finger breaths long. Now, that's actually a discussion with you. It's a shorter knife, but you're Moloch. And maybe that's a nice discussion. But in any case, Ushchatem Bazeh is not Shechted here. It's Shecht with this. He's giving them the knife. They're saying, this is what you use.
And it says, Golu Elai Eben Hayom.
Yes.
Bring the stone today, but
correct. If I were left to my own devices, reading this in Shmuel Aleph and not knowing anything about Zvachim Kuf Chaf, then my answer would have been, he said, bring me the mitzvah, we'll make the mizbeach today, and then tonight we do the korbanos. That would have been a legitimate read. We're grabbing on to the fact, though, that it emphasizes Yom, and in contrast with Laila in the next pasuk, to suggest that maybe this is more meaningful than simply being mizbeach today, korbanos tonight. But you're right. I mean, that's certainly the way I could have looked at it. It reminiscent, in a sense, by the Egel, Chag Lashem Machar, when we read into the Machar and all of the way we read that. But you're right. Left to my own devices, I wouldn't have assumed what the Gemara is assuming about this. So each one, Rav and Shmuel, who are debating whether you need to do this during the day or not, is going to have to resolve this conflict. Mar Mishani Kan Bechulin Kan Bekachim. One gave the answer that the ones that you're going to do during the day, that's talking about the Karbanos. That's Shmuel's answer according to Rashi. Rashi flips the order of the answers in his parish. But Shmuel, who says that you... Shmuel will say that you need a day. That's talking about Kachim. What's the night? The night is just talking about Shechting Chulin. Umar Mishani, and the other one answers, Rav will answer, no. Kan Bekachim Bama Gedola, Kan Bekachim Bama Ketana. The daytime requirement was for the Bama Gedola Karbanos. Now, what Bama Gedola Karbanos? Rashi explains, anything that you dedicated with intent to be brought on a Bama Gedola will require Yom even on a Bama Ketana. So that's what they're doing. They're bringing karbanos that they've already dedicated. Whereas the ones that are layla are the bama ketana, pure bama ketana karbanos. So each one can read the psukim in his own way. Ayala Sashachar of Steinman makes the interesting note on this. Bama ketana, some assume, has to be your private backyard mizbeach. And I can't use someone else's private backyard mizbeach, someone else's bama ketana. But this is proof against it, because they're all using this communal bama ketana. It's a bama ketana, and yet everybody gets to use it. In any case, Itmar, we learned, Olas Bamas Yachid, we now enter a new question. The question is, when you process a carbon ola on a Bama Ketana, do you do Hefshed V'nituach? Hefshed V'nituach, Hefshed is skinning the carbon, and Nituach is breaking it up into its parts before you put it on the Mizbeach. So do you do that with a Bama Ketana, or is that unique to Bama Gedola? So he says, Olas Bamas Yachid, Rav Amar Ein Tu'una Hefshed V'nituach. Rav says, you don't do the skinning, you don't do the breaking apart, you simply put it on the Bama. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Tzuna Hefshet Benituach. Rabbi Yochanan disagrees. He says, no, you do the Hefshet Benituach. What's the debate? Ukamiflagi b'de Rabbi Yossi Aglili. They're debating within Rabbi Yossi Aglili. Disanya Rabbi Yossi Aglili Omer. Ola Sheikrivu Yisrael Bamidbar. Ein Tzuna Hefshet Benituach. Rabbi Yossi Aglili says, when the Jews brought the Ola in the Midbar, by which he means at Har Sinai, it did not need Hefshet Benituach. She'ein Hefshet Benituach Elame Oal Moed Va'elech. Hefshet Nituach only kick in the Mishkan. Why? Rashi explains. Shesham Ne'amar B'Vayikra, because that's where the Torah actually gives us the instructions about Hefshet V'nituach. It's only in Vayikra, so at Har Sinai, they're not doing that yet. Notwithstanding the Medrash that they didn't eat the meat on Shavuos, because they already learned it, even though it doesn't appear until Parsha Shemini. Well, you have it in Kisisa also, Los Mashal Gediba Halev Yimah, meat and milk there. But in any case, he says that's not done at Har Sinai. So he says it only kicks in from Ohel Moed and onward. So Marsav, our one view is May Ohel Moed Ve'elech. From Ohel Moed and onward, you require Hefshet V'nituach, and from and onward forever. Lo Shna Bama Gedola, V'lo Shna Bama Ketana. Every time you're going to do an Ola, whether you're on Bama Gedola or Bama Ketana, you do Hefshet V'nituach. That's one school of thought. Umar Savar, the other view is no. B'Bama Gedola in, B'Bama Ketana lo. Only that which is like the Ohel Moed. Meaning, which is a Bama Gedola. That's it. I have a nice Vartara on this. I'm going to hold it till the end because it's a nice Vartara to use to close the Masechta. But on when you need to have Shiv Nituach and when you don't. But he continues instead to discuss, to bring a source for this, which mentions a whole bunch of issues that apply or don't apply by Bama Ketana. Bama Ketana. Tanya Kavazi de Rabbi Yochanan. We have a brisa supporting Rabbi Yochanan. Devarim Shebein Bama Gedola le Bama Ketana. The following are the differences between communal Bama and minor Bama. Karen, the corner of the Mizbeach, meaning that you have to put the blood on the corner. Kevesh, having the Kevesh, the ramp, you don't need a ramp for Bama Ketana, the Yisod, as well as having the Yisod that juts out at the base for pouring the dam, the ribua that has to be squared off. The Karen may be the specifics of the structure of the corner, by the way. So all these things are B'Bama Gedola. The Ein Karen V'Yisod V'Kevesh Ribua B'Bama Ketana, not by the Bama Ketana. Kiyor V'Kano B'Bama Gedola. The Ein Kiyor V'Kano B'Bama Ketana. By the major Bama, you have the sink and you have the base for the sink. I have no idea why in the world we should distinguish for that, but why are we even mentioning Kiyor V'Kano? Why would you think you need it? We don't need Rechitza. You don't need to wash. And this isn't an Azara. I was very bothered. I looked everywhere, and the only thing I found was that the Ayala HaShachar asked the same question, but he doesn't have an answer either. So I'm in good company. But I'm not sure what this is doing here, except maybe it just fits along with everything else that exists by Bama Gedola.
Then I could impress you just approximately.
Because we located it right next to the Bama Gedola. Theoretically possible, but again, the question is really why you needed to mention it. You know, why did we need that there? Chaz of Ashok, B'Bama Gedola, the gifts to the Kohen, which we've already discussed, are applied to the Bama Gedola Karbanos. Ve'en Chaz of Ashok, B'Bama Ketana, not by Bama Ketana Karbanos. Devarim Sheshavsa Bama Gedola, Bama Ketana. On the other hand, in the following ways we equate the two, Shechita B'Bama Gedola Ketana, you do Shechita. Hefshet V'nituach, that's why we quoted the Brisa. Hefshet V'nituach B'Gedola Ketana applies by both. Dam Matir U'Mefagel B'Gedola Ketana. When you do the Avoda with the Dam, if you have the wrong thought in mind, it renders it vigol. If you do it right, then it permits the meat for consumption. That applies by both. And mumin usman begdolo kitana, the laws of mumin as well as zman, meaning that if you hold it over after the proper time, it becomes nosar. That applies to both. So the Gemara jumps on that last point and asks, how do you know that zman and nosar actually apply to the Bama Ketana? Aval zman v'nosar v'tame shavin bazeh u'bazeh. We say that zman nosar, as well as the issue of tumah v'kohen who is tame, not doing the avoda, these all apply by both. Satana rabbanon minayin laso zman b'Bama Ketana k'Bama Gedola. How do you know that actually applies to the Bama Ketana? I might argue that Bamakatana has more lenient status and these time frames should not be relevant. The Minayan Lasisman Bamakatana Gavama Gadola, I'm jumping the parentheses. Da Amra Torah, after all, I have a way in which it seems that Bamakatana is more lenient. Da Amra Torah Lan Yisare, Vyotse Yisare. If the carbon is left till after its proper time, if it becomes no sir, we burn it. If it leaves the proper zone, we burn it. So my yotze, kasher b'bama, you can bring yotze on a bama by definition. It is yotze. Avlan, kasher b'bama. The same thing is true regarding lan, that which was held over. V'lav kalvachomer humeofos. And he says, this is a logical extension from bird karbanos. Ma ofos on the top of Amud Beis. Ma ofos she'ena mum posavayin zman posavayin. When you have bird karbanos, the rule is that most blemishes don't disqualify the karban. So, and yet we say that if it's that it can become nosar, and it can get pigul as well. Kache bama ketana shamum posabayin. You didn't shesman posabayin. Kache bama ketana do have the mumin. So maybe bama ketana is stricter than some of the karbanos that have nosar rules, and therefore we should apply nosar rules as well. That's the argument. So the Gemara says, well, you can't prove anything from birds. Mala ofos shekin ena zar kasher bahen. Tomer bama ketana shazar kasher ba. He says, birds, you can't have a non-kohen dumalika. Bama Ketana, we have no coin requirements. So birds are for the birds. You can't prove anything from the birds. Lo yezman posa ba. So by the Bama Ketana, you can't a czar can do it. Maybe we should not be bound by nosa rules either. So the purists who don't want to do the last line, we won't do the last line out loud. Anybody can read the pasuk here, which links all the karbanos of the shlamim together to teach me that Bama Ketana and Bama Gedola go together. This issue of hefshed nituach at Har Sinai is very interesting. The Margolios Hashas quotes the Shemi Shmuel in Parshas Bow, saying that the Jews are on such a level at Har Sinai, they don't need hefshed. Hefshed is the removal of the dross, the removal of that which is disqualified. At Har Sinai, we're on such a level that the dross can't affect us. That's one thought. Second thought, this is cited in the Margolios Hashas as well. The Magid from Zlotchev, quoted in the Arvei Nachal, says, if you want to remove arrogance from yourself, you have to examine your deeds. V'hivshit es ha'olah. Remove that which about yourself is oleg, ascends and is arrogant. How do you do it? V'nitach osa lintzachah. Break down your deeds and examine them. That's what you need to do, which again at Har Sinai, they don't need to do. However, the Ohel Moed is built to atone for the Egel. It's a time when Yetzer Hara has already been reintroduced to them, post-Sinai, and therefore they now need to do Hefshed V'nituach. They have to examine their actions. Just to do the opening line of Menachos, because I always learn that you can't finish something without starting something new. So just to do the opening line, I recognize that a lot of people don't have their Menachos here. Kala Menachos Shnik Mitzu Shalom Lishman Kasheros. This will sound familiar. If you do Kamitza on a Mincha Shalom Lishma without proper intent, the Mincha is kosher. And we'll have to discuss more about that, what that intent means, tomorrow, God willing.